This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Attorneys for Marshall Fire survivors hope to finalize individual settlement agreements for their clients by November. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
Xcel Energy and two telecom companies agreed to pay $640 million to settle claims that they helped spark the 2021 Marshall Fire. That money will be divided among insurance companies, public entities like Boulder County, and individual property owners. But each must still sign off on the deals their lawyers negotiated. Both sides will meet in November to provide an update to the court. Here's one of the plaintiff's attorneys, James Avery.
What we're working toward is having all the 4,000 individual plaintiffs sign an individual settlement agreement and have those all submitted to Xcel.
Actually, receiving settlement funds may take time. An attorney for Singleton Schreiber, which is also representing survivors, said they hope to get checks to their clients by the end of the year. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Inmates in Colorado will no longer have the chance to tame wild horses. A 30-year-old program is ending as the federal government makes cuts. According to the Colorado Department of Corrections, 100 animals must be relocated from Canyon City and 5 staffers are to be reassigned. WHIP, the Wild Horse Inmate Program, readied Mustangs for adoption. Colorado's wolves have wandered close to the state's western border over the last month. CPR's Sam Brash.
Colorado releases a monthly map tracking wolf movements. The latest edition shows the state's 21 known wolves, which all have location collars, mostly stuck to the central mountains. But at least one also roamed right up to the Utah border north of Grand Junction. If it crossed, it could reignite concerns about Colorado's reintroduced wolves entering other states where they're far less popular. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's 2:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.